It's a damning verdict on Israel's Gaza war. In the first comprehensive report on the conflict, human rights group Amnesty International concluded that Israeli forces killed hundreds of unarmed Palestinian civilians. And they destroyed thousands of homes in Gaza in attacks which breached the rules of war. During a research trip to Gaza following the December 2008 January 2009 conflict, Amnesty researchers interviewed the Musa family. They were bombed while sitting in a courtyard on January the 14th. Three boys and one girl were killed.
There are no resistance groups in this area, so why are they harming us? We came back and found our parents bombed. My brother was here. He was screaming. I can't feel my legs. There was blood and fire everywhere.
At its London headquarters, Amnesty officials said Israel had failed to properly investigate its forces' conduct in Gaza. And its refusal to cooperate with the United Nations fact-finding mission is evidence of its intention to avoid public scrutiny and accountability.
What we focused on is attacks that we investigated where civilians were killed or seriously injured by the use of high-precision weapons by Israeli forces or indiscriminate weapons like white phosphorus fired into densely populated civilian areas where people burned to death.
You've called on the international community to impose an arms embargo on the region. Tell me a little bit about that.
Clearly, you know, in a situation where the parties to the conflict are not willing to observe the requirements of protecting civilians, then other states should not supply them with weapons which could be used to continue to commit such violations.
Although Amnesty reserved most of its criticism for Israel, Hamas and other armed Palestinian groups were also condemned. Amnesty said they fired hundreds of rockets into southern Israel, killing three civilians, injuring scores, and driving thousands from their homes.
Clearly, firing rockets into civilian areas in southern Israel is unacceptable. Hamas and other Palestinian armed groups continued to do that throughout the 22 days, and since then they've continued to justify that. As it happens, the number of casualties was very much lower, and we welcome that. But quite clearly, they could have been higher. Such rocket attacks are indiscriminate.
Over 1,400 Palestinians were killed during the war, including over 300 children and hundreds of other unarmed civilians. 13 Israelis were killed, most of them soldiers. Israel said it launched the war to stop Hamas firing rockets into Israel, and it did its best to spare civilians. Hamas says it fired the rockets into Israel because it has the right to resist the continuing Israeli occupation and siege of Gaza. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.